Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming up, Disney Dining experiences a major glitch. The Disneyland Resort will remain closed until December 31st of this year, and Disney stocks soar on the news of a new coronavirus vaccine. All that, plus the team will take your questions from live chat today. So start sending in those questions now, and we'll answer them at the end of the show. From various locations around the internet, this is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1103, for the week of November 10th, 2020. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the perfect vacation at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, Adventures by Disney, all the fun places you like to go. Visit us on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hi, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host this week. And I am joined via Skype from everywhere, our illustrious team, starting with Kevin Close. Hi, everybody. Teresa Eccles.
Hey, y'all.
Ryan O'Clavin.
Hello.
And Craig Williams, our illustrious producer.
No, hoy hoy.
Well, thank you guys for being here. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Nice to see Teresa.
She's illustrious.
She's illustrious. No, she's the only one who didn't get an illustrious. Thank you, Teresa. We haven't seen you in a long time. We're glad you
I know. Here. I'm happy to be here. Out and about with clothing on. It's nice.
Oh, wow. I understand that. Thanks, guys. All right. So we're going to get started. And Rhino has agreed to read the news. But we want to warn everybody that his dog is on the ground.
No, so, no. The dog has been taken into the other room now. Yeah. He's very anti-news, so I put him in the other room.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a denier.
He's had too much this week. He's had too much. So gave him a break. But
with the news, Rhino.
All right. So first up, we have system glitch causes major mishap with Disney dining reservations. On Tuesday, November 3rd, Disney's dining reservation and experience booking system experienced an unanticipated technical issue for a brief period of time. While the IT department worked to resolve the problem, the system inadvertently displayed availability at locations that actually were not available and were fully booked. Due to the limiting of attendance and physical distancing guidelines, any new reservations that were booked during that short period of time on November 3rd will automatically be canceled. Disney has now acknowledged the error and has issued an apology to guests who were affected. Additionally, Disney has stated that they'll be sending a $25 digital Disney gift card from Disney Gift Card Services for each canceled reservation, which guests may use during their next visit. Sounds like if you got to book that, you got lucky.
Yeah, really. I was going to do a whole bunch of jokes about Disney systems going down, but Dreams Unlimited Travel is having problems today, so I decided probably not best to pull at that thread. For what I've heard, literally thousands of reservations were made. So this is going to cost Disney quite a bit of money.
I got to imagine the markup on how much they're charging for like the meal for the individual. We'll cover some of that in there, but yeah, it's crazy to think that thousands is insane to me. That's a lot of, yeah.
Well, food is like the biggest margin you can make on anything you sell. There's huge profits on food anyway. And Disney's food's, crazy expensive, but I don't think this comes out of that bucket. I think this is out of some sort of guest recovery money that they have. Teresa, did you have any clients affected by this?
I did not. Not that I know of. No. Myself, I did. No, I didn't. He's important to me. So this is crazy, though, but I'm glad they fixed it.
Me too. All right. What's next, Rhino?
Well, some more bad news. Disneyland cancels resort hotel reservations through December 31st. So ever since Disneyland announced that they wouldn't be opening on July 17th as they'd originally planned, they've been announcing hotel reservation cancellations weekly. And last week, Disneyland resort hotel reservations were canceled through November 21st. And now Disneyland is sending emails to guests with hotel reservations through December 31st, 2020, advising them that their reservations cannot be accommodated. All Disney-imposed change and cancellation fees up to the date of check-in for reservations with arrivals through December 31st, 2020 will be waived. And obviously, if you need assistance with rescheduling your Disneyland vacation, please reach out to Dreams Unlimited Travel Agents. did I cut out?
You cut out a little bit.
Well, all reservations are gone through December 31st and, and all the fees will be waived.
I got the news story. You said something after the news story.
It wasn't important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
What I understand here is that what they've done at Disneyland is even though they have no idea when they're going to open because of all the stuff going on out there, they are sort of hitting the reset button. And they're saying, okay, we're shooting for January, not going to worry about the holidays. We're looking to, for everything to be going in January. So that was sort of the reason for this announcement. Instead of keep pushing it out week to week to week and then worry about decorating and all the stuff associated with the holidays, they just decided, listen, reset button in January. So, you know, it's tough for them out there. They've got really no plans and no guidelines for opening. So you got to do the best they can.
It's heartbreaking.
It is for those of us who love Disneyland for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have more bad news?
Yeah.
I actually do. Yeah. So here's some more terrible news for you. I'm going to do it with a smile on my face like a psychotic person. Disneyland has announced additional furloughs as parks remain closed. In an email to cast members Monday evening, Disneyland president Ken Potrock announced additional furloughs of executive, salaried, and hourly employees. Last month, the state of California issued reopening guidelines for theme parks, but some news outlets, such as the OC Registrar, state that those guidelines could prevent the theme parks from reopening until as early as next summer. Ken Potrock wrote, since Disneyland Resort closed its gates in March, nothing has been more important than fully reopening and getting our cast members back to work. That's why it's with heavy hearts we find ourselves in the untenable situation of having to institute additional furloughs for our executive salaried and hourly cast. We expected to be able to open our parks in Anaheim, given our proven ability to operate with responsible health and safety protocols, as we have in all of our theme parks around the world. But unfortunately, this has not been the case. Disneyland announced over the weekend, too, that Buena Vista Street inside of Disney California Adventure Park would reopen with some dining and shopping venues on November 19th. So you get to walk into that Disney park, but no further past that first street there, past Carthay.
Yeah, I mean, this is something I said for a while, too, is I'm amazed that they can't see what Walt Disney World has done and the great job that they've done during this and say, OK, let's give Disneyland a chance to do the same thing out there. I mean, I think it's unfair, to be honest with you. I think they should at least have the chance to do it.
I think it's tough, too, because we are, you know, with how many things have reopened and trying to give that sort of sense of a normalcy, like a new normal, at least it's difficult to wrap that mind around, especially now that we're about to head into a winter. And now they're saying the winter is not going to be great for a lot of things and places. And it's like if Disneyland had that chance to open just maybe even just for a little bit to give some people, you know, some work or some way to get out of the house, maybe safely. It's unfortunate because if the winter doesn't go well, that extends even farther how long they're going to be closed, like Ken Potrock had said here. So I'm sure it's very, very difficult for any cast members out in Disneyland right now, obviously, you know, especially the hourly cast members.
Yeah. I know for a fact that Disneyland is going to use a park reservation system similar to World. So they'll be able to control their crowds just like they're doing out here. So I mean, here's the deal. Things are getting worse. Cases are increasing. Hospitalizations are increasing. And we don't want to see that. But like you said, using this term that they've come to hate, there's a new normal. And if businesses can prove that they can operate under the new normal and not risk people's health, I think they should be allowed to operate.
There's also a very different political climate in California and Florida.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so I know Disney World has laid off a lot of office people and supervisors, as has Universal and Disneyland. What happens to the jobs they were doing? Do other people just absorb it and are overworked, or how does that work?
Well, some of those jobs are probably not gone away. You know, you can't have every restaurant worker employed if every restaurant's not open. You can't have.
But if supervisors and just over, you know, if the people are still there, not just in restaurants, but in cast member or team member positions, if the supervisor's gone, is it just like the Wild West and they're all just doing what they want to do?
Yeah, there's people there who are now taking over those positions. But again, if there's less people to sort of manage, then they can consolidate positions. You know, I deal with Walt Disney Travel Company very closely. This is just my part of the business and my part of the job. And I know the people who have been let go or furloughed, and I also know the people who have taken over their positions. So again, you've got to absorb that work, but if there's less work, it's a little bit more manageable.
I deal with the department also, and they're working with less people. But there's less work, there's less reservations to book, there's less issues to be handled. So there's less to do, so they need less people.
Okay. I was just wondering.
But if there's no, you know, if there's no character meet and greets, then you don't need the meet and greet handler. And then you don't need the manager who handles those people. So it's a little bit of a...
The handler.
Trickle down.
Yeah, that sucks. You don't want anybody to be laid off. You don't want anybody to be without you. Especially now, close to Christmas. It's just terrible. And, you know, we're just dealing with it, so...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next fun news story. Let's go right on.
Well, this one actually is a little more positive and hopeful. So news of is it pronounced Pfizer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pfizer vaccine's success sends Disney stock soaring. So Monday morning, Pfizer, a biopharmaceutical company, announced initial success with a COVID-19 vaccination trial via their Twitter account. So the account said, "We are proud to announce, along with BioNTech Group, that our mRNA-based vaccine candidate has, at an interim analysis, demonstrated initial evidence of efficacy against COVID-19 in participants without prior evidence of SARS-CoV-2 infection. Efficiency in the majority of the participants, safety data, and consistent manufacturing are the three requirements that are needed before we're able to file for emergency use authorization. This is a first but critical step as we continue our work to try to deliver a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine." With this announcement from Pfizer, theme park stock prices, among others, surged. According to a report on Variety, Disney opened up at more than 14%. Investors are now hoping for a bigger reopening of the company's theme parks when the time is right. The trial vaccine was found to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 in participants without evidence of prior. I don't know why that's just randomly in there. Sorry, I think I hit the copy and paste button twice. It's important to remember that tests are currently ongoing, and it's not likely that the vaccine will be rolled out to the majority of people until next year. So, interesting news.
The good news is, not only is that Disney World, there's a lot of other places that are companies that are benefiting from this, Royal Caribbean, other cruise lines,
the airlines.
So everybody's kind of getting a little bit of investor trust, which is always a good thing. It means a little more capital into the companies that let them, you know, then be able to expand their operations. But I was excited when I heard the news about 90% effective of this vaccine. I think this is exciting. You don't want to get ahead of ourselves. because there's a lot left to do and a lot of testing left to do, but still.
I was reading this morning that most places, well, every place that is going to administer this vaccine has to have a refrigeration that can keep the vaccine at 103 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. So that's going to take a while to, if the vaccine is kept above minus 103 degrees Fahrenheit, it starts to break down. So it's going to take a while before your local CVS has this available for people. We all might have to go to a central location.
I read that. Yeah, I was going to say, I did read also that they aren't like the what they announced on Twitter with the tests and everything, though it is very positive looking, they still have to do a number of people. Bare minimum, that's two months before they can even get there. So you before broke, they'd even be able to start bit, that process. Oh,
you broke up a little bit. Yeah, you're right. They have to see a certain number of positive cases in order to know that the vaccine works, which is kind of counterintuitive, but that's how it works. All right. So let me ask you guys this. If there's a vaccine, does that make you feel safer going to a theme park, going on a cruise ship, going on a plane?
I mean, I think it's a vaccine that has to take time. So it's like, has everybody gotten the vaccine? You know, it definitely adds a level of comfort once it is proven and like medical officials have accepted it and that sort of a thing. It's always scary when something new like this happens, because what if it just, you know, I don't know. I'm on the fence where it gives me hope, but not, I can't hold on to that hope. And there are other companies that are still developing their own as well. So hopefully there's a backup in the event that this doesn't work, but you know, I don't know.
I'm looking for this sort of in general, you know, does it make you feel better if we have a vaccine out there? I realize there's a lot of variables. Go ahead, Teresa.
It makes me feel hopeful, and I think I will feel safer if, say, I'm going on a cruise. Is it mandatory that you've had the vaccine before you go on the cruise? Are they going to check some sort of, you know, vaccine credentials that tell me that, you know, when I go someplace that everyone's had the vaccine? Or, you know, how's it going to work? I want to know a little more detail, but I'm going to cruise as soon as I can, whether the vaccine's there or not, because I think companies like Disney and other companies have made it very safe as they can. So whether the vaccine's there or not, I'm not going to stop doing things, but it will make me feel better.
Craig, what about you?
Will it grow hair?
Kind of. Well, yeah, it might make me grow hair. It literally all comes down to, like, if people are going to take the vaccine. I mean, it's, if they don't take it, then it's only, you know, its purpose only goes so far. And it's kind of like the flu shot in the way. I mean, it's how many people actually get their flu shots. You hope a good amount, but in reality, I don't think I don't think it's a lot of people. Someone else can give me the numbers on that. I'm not speaking like an expert on this, but
I believe it's like 30-40% of the people do the flu vaccine. And in addition, it's only about 30-40% effective.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do the math and you sort of go down to it. But personally, we do the flu vaccine. I know people don't do it and they have their own opinions of it. We do it. If all of the things prove out that it's safe and effective, we will do a COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
And having the vaccine myself will make me feel better about being in contact with other people. So it's less about what other people do, but more about how I will feel if I have a vaccine.
I think assuming it you know, that we're down the road, it's a while from now, it's a vaccine. Like, I guess I'm looking at it more like a measles sort of a situation, where it's not like a flu vaccine is kind of an optional thing. Like you said, it only has the 30-40%. But I'm thinking of this more like when you were in high school and you had to get certain vaccinations in order to be in the school, it'll become something like that, or it'll be that. like when everybody was getting vaccinated for measles, it'll be like that sort of a situation. But that I'm with you where like I'd like to get it before I would be put into a situation like an airplane ride, you know, something where I know we did talk about that airplanes are being proven to be a lot more on the safer side than were originally thought. But it definitely calms some of those anxieties I have for sure. Thinking that, okay, you know, when you have to get back into these like mass transit situations, like it'll be good for that, you know?
You know, Rhino, a couple of weeks ago, I was forced to fly to go see my mother, and I was
pushed her out a window.
They did. It was scary. I was worried, not so much for the plane itself, but for the airport. I don't know why that bothered me more, but it all went smoothly. There was just one little glitch on the plane where they tried to seat some man next to me, and I was like, oh no, dude, I'm supposed to have nobody next to me. And they were accommodating when they can. They ended up moving me next to my sister, which wasn't any better, but it was better than strangers. I know, right? And I told the guy, don't take it personal, but dude, you know, I don't know where your business been, so don't sit next to me. So I felt better, but my concern is, my thought is, when the vaccine is available worldwide, will certain countries say you can't come in unless you've had the vaccine? Could that happen? Can they do that?
Well, they're doing it now. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I mean, if you haven't had the vaccine, and can say whatever country I want to go to, you have to prove that you've had it before you can travel.
They can set up their own rules. There are countries that won't let you in without certain. I will imagine it will eventually come to that. Yeah.
Will this country do that, you think?
I don't know for sure, but it's possible. It's all very possible.
Interesting.
You know. I forget, where did we go that it was, we lost Rhino. Where did we go that vaccines were, inoculations were required? China or someplace? Or
I don't remember.
Yeah, so I mean, there are still places that where that happens. And, you know, countries can set up their own rules. Right now, it's restrictions from certain countries. People from the United States can't go most places, are not accepted in most countries at the moment. So, yeah, sure, they could say that.
I mean, I used to teach school, and a kid couldn't come to school without their MMR vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk about planes and stuff. Yeah, it's very possible that what we might have is, you know, something on our cell phone that shows we've had the vaccine, and that might be something required to fly.
A little tattoo on your face.
A little bit. All right. Rhino, I assume that's the last news story?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. Oh, there go the dogs. We're going to move on to housekeeping, and I'm going to let Teresa go first because we got a little bit of barking here, and then we'll come back to us.
All righty. Housekeeping is about a Disney cast member who now has a Etsy shop. It's Katie Werling, near and dear to my heart, a daughter of Kathy Werling from the Diz. And she is soon to be laid off, a Disney cast member. My heart goes out to her. She's been there 17 years. But she has some awesome things for sale, and her Etsy store is called, and I'm going to butcher this because I've been practicing all morning and now I don't know how to say it, Attaché Designs. That's Attaché Designs. That's on Etsy and I believe on Facebook also. She has handmade tile ornaments, handmade wood ornaments, handmade Disney wooden signs, Disney face masks, Disney bounding masks, and something called Hot Mess Canvas. Don't know what that is. I got to find out. She has made, also I wanted to say, a portion of her sales goes to Cast Member Pantry and also the local hospitality group supporting cast member pets, which I really love. And she had made me a couple of months ago when she started this, I had her make me some masks. Check this one out. It's one of my Christmas ones. And it's reversible. And what I like about her masks is they're roomy. They don't glue to my face when I talk or when I breathe. And they're just the little, you know, lots of room. I like that. So definitely look into this. She could use her support, as can all cast members.
Excellent.
Ryan, what about you? What do you have for housekeeping?
I was going to say that I just wanted to let our Patreon supporters know, or if you're not a Patreon supporter, you can stop by disunplugged.com/, I'm sorry, that is not the website, patreon.com/disunplugged. And I was going to do a Nightmare Before Christmas watch along party next week. So stay tuned. I'm not 100% on which day next week, but I wanted to do it, next week, cause the following week is Thanksgiving. So that was really it for me. I don't have anything too special going on.
Excellent. Craig, any housekeeping from you?
No.
Okay. You thought better of it, apparently. Kevin, what about you? Housekeeping?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Yes, we have a group going on the Grand Europe trip, September 17th through the 26th, 2021. It's days in London, days in Paris, days in Florence, and days in Rome. It's a nice long trip. I believe it's 8 nights and 9 days in Europe. And you would be going with, I know John and I are going, I believe Pete's going. So if you're interested and you want to join us, Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel, I can set you up with the website to submit your info and join us.
Excellent. All right, I've got 2 bits of housekeeping. First, Pete has asked me that I mention that our cruise raffle has raised over $25,000. For Second Harvest Food Bank, which is going to go and help cast members in need who have been furloughed and need a little extra assistance. The winner of the raffle will be announced Saturday, November 14th on the Diz Unplugged Facebook page at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And then my second piece is that, I say that. And then my second piece is I want to remind folks that the market is still going on March 25th and March 27th for Give Kids the World and the Diz Family Reunion. New stuff is being added all the time. I want to just let folks know that they've added Yeehaw Bob, who will be doing a performance. And hot off the presses, we just learned that Jody Benson has agreed to do a performance. So excellent stuff being added all the time. There are just a little over 100 tickets left for this event. So please make sure you get over to that site. We'll put a link in the show notes. And I also want to let folks know that we've negotiated with Disney for further reduced rates for our room block. What happened was when discounts came out, people were getting discounted rooms cheaper than our room block. I went to them and said, listen, guys, we're losing folks. So they have reduced some rooms even cheaper than what was originally listed. I can't tell you what the rates are. A couple of things, if you've already booked, your reservation will be automatically adjusted. And second, if you haven't booked, please get over and get your room now. You got a message from Craig. We're having some technical difficulties. Do you think we need to wrap this up? Where do you think we are?
Yeah, we need to wrap up.
Okay. I apologize, everybody, for the short show. We had planned to take some questions from chat for our discussion topic, and it just didn't happen. We've got some technical difficulties going on. But hopefully you enjoyed the show. Thank you guys for being here and being part of the conversation. Thank you everybody at home for listening and watching. That's it. Take care. Bye.